You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
535, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's some nice weather, too. I just want to point that out for the record. I've never actually wanted to be a weatherman. I mean, I admire what Matt Dinarda does a great job. But hey, that's not my thing. But I'll tell you what, I like nice weather. We got nice weather right about now. So enjoy it. Nice couple of days. Remember Susanna, what's-her-face? All right, maybe not what's-her-face. But you know what, Susanna, it might have been, right, it wasn't her face that everybody was gazing. Well, but anyway, Susanna Gibson, that's right, Susanna Gibson, the porn candidate over in, I don't know what the number is, but ran against David Alwyn. Remember that? Yeah. Apparently, she continues her negative interaction with law enforcement. So we've got to talk a little bit about that. And what is the latest on this Jay Jones? There is a fundraiser at that author David Baldacci's house that's been canceled. And you just heard me read that text. Now, Charles Pyle told me that he can only find the mention of the one fundraiser that has been canceled. There may be a second one. That's what came in on that text line. But here's what I will tell you. I will absolutely positively defer to Charles Pyle. Charles Pyle is an actual reporter, a serious journalist in the strictest possible way. So at the moment, he says he can only find the mention of one fundraiser canceled. So we'll go with that. Charles is going to be with me, and Rich Herrera is going to be with me tomorrow between 6 and 7. We'll be doing sort of a pregame for the one gubernatorial debate that happens tomorrow between 7 and 8 right here on News Radio WRVA. Now, I talk about Mike Dickinson all the time. Mike is the guy that uncovered Susanna Gibson. No, that's not right. Wait a minute. Hold on, Mike. Don't jump in. He uncovered the Susanna Gibson story. That's better. That's a better way to describe it, don't you think, Mike?
I think so, too. I've been on top of Susanna Gibson for the last year and a half. Figuratively, not literally.
Yes. All right. No. Because you don't have enough tokens, I'm thinking.
Exactly. I'm very poor. I don't have enough tokens. I can't afford her.
Exactly. So when last we spoke of Susanna Gibson, who apparently has another name she's using these days, but we were trying to figure out how anybody in her right mind could describe herself as the victim when she was doing porn online for everybody to see if apparently they would offer up tokens. Now she's once again, here's how I always describe it. She has had a negative interaction with law enforcement, hasn't she?
It seems like the last year, if you read the reports on Susanna Gibson, her life is spiraling out of control, and it seems like she's looking for somebody to blame, whether it's the police, whether it's her ex-husband or a sort of ex-husband, or who knows. But we do know that she's been arrested in Henrico County for domestic abuse or domestic assault of her ex-husband. She claims that he has come after her two or three times, and that this was a result of her being not letting him take the kids. It's some Jerry Springer drama going on with her. But nonetheless, she was arrested in Henrico County, charged with domestic assault, and that's where we are with Susanna Gibson, another one of the crazy Democrats who just seem to multiply. I mean, it seems like in 2025, you pour water on the plant and the crazy Democrats are multiplying, whether they're online porno stars or texting death threats. It never ends. They're all crazy.
Let's not forget that Susanna Gibson was another Abigail Spamberger love fest, right? Abigail Spamberger loved her some Susanna Gibson as a candidate. I don't want anybody to read anything else into that. We're talking about as a candidate. Abigail Spamberger was all on board Susanna Gibson's campaign, a major supporter, a major defender of Susanna Gibson. And once again, Abigail Spamberger demonstrating for all of us what a terrible, terrible judge of character she really is.
Spamberger was right there with Susanna Gibson numerous times during her run, all the time. And so was Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth Attorney for Henrico, that wants to be a member of Congress. They were both there.
Right.
They have no judgment of good or bad. They have a very warped sense, and they've never disowned Susanna Gibson or said anything about that. And it's very scary because, you know, Abigail Spamberger, we know she has three daughters. We know she won't protect them from men in the bathroom. Why would she seem to be okay with a woman who would, you know, go online and, you know, do all kinds of crazy things for tokens? I mean, that's not a great role model. But, you know, Spamberger, I mean, I guess Abigail Spamberger would be okay with her daughters growing up to be like Susanna Gibson because she never disowned her.
Yeah, it is just absolutely twisted. So you'll follow that, right? The Susanna Gibson matter. Make sure we know if the charges stick. If it's in Henrico and Shannon Taylor has actually gone along with charges now, maybe it becomes politically expedient for Shannon Taylor on her congressional race to be, I don't know, a little tougher on crime or something.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We'll see what happens. I'll stay on top of it. And we do know, I mean, I got to give Susanna Gibson's mugshot. It was no President Trump-esque mugshot. It wasn't a very great mugshot Susanna Gibson took. She should have put a little more effort into that. I mean, unfortunately, if you're going to take a mugshot, you've got to do the President Trump if you're going to do anything. I mean, that's the classic. That's the classic you've messed up now mugshot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did see Susanna's mugshot, and I thought, wow, and nobody's putting that on a T-shirt. There's nobody. And you know, Mike, as we're speaking, I'm looking at President Trump's mugshot. That's like his official photo now. I've got a like a 5x7 here in the studio
yes.
that he signed. It's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, a great mugshot. And I mean, Abigail Spanberger should wear Susanna's mugshot on a shirt. That's what Spanberger should do. That would be funny. And all her friends, Shannon Taylor, they should all wear T-shirts with Susanna Gibson's mugshot on them.
There
that would be great.
Go. Wow. You know, it's funny. We're doing this little pre-debate show tomorrow. I'm wondering if Susanna Gibson will do a pre- or post-debate on whatever her platform used to be for tokens. Maybe she wants to discuss the debate, you know?
Very possible. Very possible. You got to have tokens to be in it, and it can all be part of the Make America Miserable Again movement, the MAMA movement that the Democrats have.
That's right. You got to be in it to win it. All right. Tell me a little bit about what you're hearing on Jay Jones. We just heard that he had a big fundraiser scheduled for tomorrow. That's been canceled, and we're just trying to figure out, does that mean that he's getting out of the race, or does it just mean he's got so much money coming in from California and New York that, frankly, he doesn't need any more?
He's got a lot of money coming in from out of state. You know, his number two fundraiser or donor is a lady that's also bankrolling Zohan's campaign in New York City, the socialist that's running for mayor.
Yep.
Very, very, very big connected, very big socialist, very big, you know, not a lover of America. And she's behind Jay Jones. Yeah. I mean, this guy, I don't understand, and this wasn't a youthful mistake. This wasn't a mistake he made in college. This wasn't a mistake that he made 20 years ago. It happened, what, 4 or 5 years ago, and he's a delegate talking to Kerry Coyner, and she's a delegate.
Yep.
So, I mean, this isn't a little mistake. I mean, Jay Jones legitimately hates people, and he hates people to the point where he wants to commit violence towards them.
Yeah.
The man is not qualified mentally to be elected to anything, much less the attorney general of the state, because when you say those types of things, I mean, it's one thing to make a joke about somebody, it's one thing to laugh about something, but when you're a sitting person in the legislature and you're going to sit there and wish death upon the sitting speaker of the house of the chamber you sit in and compare him to Hitler and compare, you know, wish death upon his wife and everybody. I mean,
Jones wanted Todd Gilbert's kids to die in their mother's arms. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Abhorrent behavior. And Jay Jones needs to leave the race. I don't know who, I don't know what the process would be to replace him. I don't think the Democrats can, but it's just abhorrent behavior. And from what I'm hearing is, you know, a lot of the hardcore Dems are just standing behind him. They're not disowning him, and that's sad. If you think, and you know as well as I do, if somebody said something wishing death, and they were a sitting Republican or they were a conservative activist, and they wished death upon somebody in the Democrats, against Kamala Harris, against somebody in the LGBTQ community, oh, you talk about outrage. They would be marching through the streets if you wished death upon somebody in the LGBT community in Richmond. They would be outraged. There would be no mercy for you. They'd run you out of town. But yet, because it's Jay Jones, you know, the Democrat, oh, no, we're not going to say anything about it. Oh, it's bad, but he can stay, but it's bad.
Yeah. Does that remind you a little bit of who was the guy? Was it a bomb threat or something? Like one of the
Jimmy Lee Jarvis. Jimmy Lee Jarvis.
Yeah.
You know,
remind everybody
another,
about him, because he was still a good Democrat in standing, right?
He was a member of the Richmond City Democrat Committee, good standing. He was a community activist in Richmond, liberal Democrat, and he posted a cartoon which a civilized person would have interpreted as a bomb threat towards John Reed and Andy Ngo's event. It was strung along. Shannon Taylor strung it along for like a year and three-fourths, a year and a half, and ultimately nothing happened to Jimmy Lee Jarvis. Mm. And nobody disowned him. Nobody issued any public statement. Abigail Spanberger didn't speak out and say, well, you know, he's terrible, we got to kick him out. They all just kind of tried to brush it under the rug. But that's what these Democrats do when it's one of them. But if it was me or you or any other Republican or conservative, they would be outraged, marching in the streets, crying left and right about it. But because it's one of them, they've got nothing to say, and they're taking the Giselda Hashmi approach, which is, well, we're going to hide in our basement and say nothing. We're not leaders.
There you go. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, man. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike is our citizen reporter, citizen journalist. He reports for this here program every Wednesday at 5:35. Does a great job. Does a lot of the investigative reporting that, frankly, some self-proclaimed investigative journalists just don't want to do. He's our local Andy Ngo. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.